Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
So if it's the first time you're listening to the Post Show, this isn't on the actual radio. This is only the show that we do. We stay after the show and do this on podcasts. We're not asked to do it. We're not told we have to do it. We just do it out of love for you, the listener. That's all.
Straight love.
That's all. We could go home right now.
We could? Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
That's a lot better option. I mean,
see, that'd be cool. I hold them hostage to do this podcast
100%
for you that's watching this either on Facebook or if you're listening to the podcast. We really appreciate that. We're going to bring in the women, the ladies.
The teachers?
The teachers.
Why is that so weird?
Can we call them the Boston?
Well, because, just girls. No, I was like, these girls flew in, and I felt nothing weird about it, but then Amy's like, you can't call them girls.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. Honestly,
but you acted like saying girls was kind of an insult.
I didn't.
Your tone was like, I don't know about
girls. No, I never said anything.
Guys.
I agree.
He's just agreeing with you. No, I just feel
like. Yeah, it was tone. Wow. Should we call them the Boston babes?
I literally never said that.
Like I'm just
feel it from your tone.
I'm coming up with a nickname here.
Yeah.
It felt it from me.
No, they'll just be in a minute, and they're going to come hang out. This morning, a little rough at the house. I haven't been out from behind this desk much today, but I have on like what my grandma would call house shoes, slippers that only stay at the house. I was walking through. My wife's obviously asleep. I step on a squeaky toy that Eller had, my dog had brought in there. Squeaky, squeaky. Oh God. So I just tried to, I grabbed whatever shoe and they were, so did that. I know it woke her up for a second and then I threw on whatever shoes were there. They were house shoes, slipper shoes. I want to go back in and wake her up again. So you know what? That's what I showed up into work today. It was that kind of morning. I was out late last night. I did the Opry, late for me, performed last night. I guess I didn't go on till almost 9. So I didn't get home until to 10.
That's late.
And then worked on the show. And so yeah, it was a late one. Tuesdays are tough. The Tuesday operating nights are tough. I'm happy to do them. And they're usually the better shows, honestly, the Tuesday night ones are, because not always, but Friday and Saturday, most of the more prominent current artists are on the road. They're touring. So Tuesday nights are like massive. Because last night, Craig Morgan was there. Breland was there. I kind of forget. But
Haley Witters.
Talked to her for a long time. Yeah, I talked to her side stage. She performed right after me. Thank goodness it wasn't before me. I wouldn't have liked that.
Because she's really good.
She's really good. it was a pretty cool night, but it was a kind of a rough morning this morning because of that. Let's see. I said something inappropriate on Instagram to somebody. I didn't mean to, and it's not dirty, but the joke was not the cleanest joke. Well, this is what happened. It was in a DM. One of my friends had posted an Instagram story of one of his buddies, like up near this wall. And he was like, why is he, what's he doing? He's already skiing. And I was like, it's probably the glory hole there on that wall. Now, a glory hole is not, it's hilarious, but it's like an old school thing from like the 80s or something. I've never even seen one.
Oh, no. I've never seen one. Yeah. I just heard about them.
Do you know what? Yeah, me either. I've never seen one either.
Okay, y'all taught me.
You know what it is?
You taught me. Like, yeah.
You taught her, like, some cool lesson.
You didn't teach me, but so it's
I think it came up and I had to, like, explain to her what it was.
Mm-hmm. So what is it, Amy?
No.
You put your thing through the hole, and then but you don't know what's on the other side. And so it's kind of like when at church camp, when you reach in and feel the worms, and you don't know what it is in there. You know,
Know what it is.
No, in the glory hole.
No more.
I'm talking about when you put your hand in and they're like reaching their CV and it's like, oh, does it feel like brains or whatever? And you're like, but.
No, I just feel like it's a mystery.
Anyway, the point was, I didn't realize his social media person was running that account. Not him.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So that joke, probably offensive.
Hmm.
Yeah. But how am I supposed to know his social media person's running the account, not him?
That's like one time.
I don't have a social media person. You know, so I run my own stuff. So I just assume that people are running their own stuff if I don't know any better.
That's what, yesterday I posted that I was in the school pickup line and someone sent me a message. Are you picking up your kids or Caitlin?
your daughter, Caitlin. It's like Ray. Were you going to say Ray?
Yeah.
No.
In the squares game?
No. I was going to say one time somebody needed our password for something or your password. And it was someone from a company, and I said, yeah, hold on, let me ask Bobby. And you gave me the dirtiest.
I don't think I cursed.
No, but it was dirty.
But I was like.
Nah, don't say what it was.
It was something like Eddie licks butt 69 or something.
Something dirtier. But
I don't remember, but then Eddie just says it. He goes, Eddie licks butt 69.
Yeah, Bobby
and
says
I'm laughing so hard that Eddie even said that to whomever it was on the other line.
And then they said, I put that in, it didn't work. And then he's like, no, you idiot. That's not it.
That was all for comic. That was all for comic. That was such joy. Like, I remember having pure delight when he said, I couldn't believe he said it.
No, I was just passing on the information.
Couldn't believe, because I was just like, you know, Eddie eats poop 32. And he's like, okay, yeah, it's Eddie eats poop 32. I laughed so hard.
The other thing, spelling it.
Yes. When Raymundo, we had this squares game with our buddy Mike Sines.
Oh, God.
And
oh, boy. This is a bad one.
Ray thought it was just like all the boys.
Yeah, the dudes.
And whenever the boys are just the boys get to be the boys. Yeah, we don't worry about really offending because it's like how stupid and moronic can you be? It's the funnier you get. The boys are the boys. And so you make your team name and mine's like Bobby's team. It's just a square game, the Super Bowl, whatever. And Ray, what was your name? But just using...
Popcorn Slayers.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. It's not popcorn.
It's not so popcorn. Like
the kitty cat.
Yes.
His name was the kitty.
Oh.
The kitty cat slayers.
Why?
So what happened was Mike Sines was like grandma was in it. His aunt. It was a family pool.
Oh no!
It was a family pool, and all these people are like, "Why are the kitty cat slayers?" Ray bought like all these squares. I laughed so hard.
Did he change his name?
I don't think you can change it.
Yeah, once you're there, you're there. A Meemaw was in there.
Meemaw's like. Why are they slaying the cat? Uh-huh. That stuff. It's so fun for like us guys. It's so funny.
That's like when I had my
eighth grade though, man.
My fantasy football team of the San Francisco 69ers, yes. and my mother-in-law was like, "Let me see your fantasy team." And I had it up there. She's like, "The 69ers?" And I'm like, "Dang it! I didn't realize that I had that up there."
She was like, "I thought it's the 49ers."
Like, yeah, it's a typo.
Typo. Yeah, but we're never not idiots. You may think we've matured because we act less idiotic in public and around people that aren't our core group. We're never not idiotic. You know who the biggest idiot is in the world?
No. Who?
These nuts, right? See, that's never not funny. And when someone starts it when we're together, it exists the whole time. And you're like, you're both like, you're like, that, I hate this because now I got to watch to say who. But then when somebody gets it, you're just like, it's crazy. Yeah. It's like these nuts is the most fun game I've ever played.
Remember when he got you?
Mm-hmm. It was awesome because he.
I'm not falling for it again. That was I slipped.
Yes.
I should have known better.
That's right. Okay. So I was a guest on tomorrow's show, which you booked, which is cool. which I thought was really good.
Oh,
so I'm glad you're bringing them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're trying to get me to say.
Say what?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Did he really get arrested?
No.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah,
he did. He did.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost got both of them.
I knew, dude. I'm playing.
No, you can't get Bobby.
I'm
you can't
playing
get
the
Bobby.
Game. I'm like an old vet. I'm like Tom Brady. I'm thinking about going into retirement, but I still got a little left in the tank.
Yeah, you're impossible.
Okay, let's bring in our Massachusetts three teachers that flew all the way in and just talk with them for a little bit before we end up. I didn't want to bring them in here for that conversation. I don't want to hear Ray's
yeah,
kitty
no.
cat slayers. And
but they are around kids all day long, so they see a lot of immature things.
First grade and fourth grade. And
yeah,
yeah,
and that's, and so that was it, and that's how I felt about the Constitution and the year 1732. There they are. There are our teachers.
Yay!
Yeah. So we're just talking about American history and
stuff,
founding forefathers. So what did you guys do in the break from the show to right now? Oh, our mics aren't on. Hold on. Go ahead now.
Oh, sorry. We just went to get some coffee and some breakfast.
Where'd you go? Anywhere good?
What was it called?
The Well.
Well. And we met someone that was just listening to us on the radio. We were like, oh my God,
really?
We're famous. Yes.
How did how did that come up though?
We talk to strangers sometimes.
So you just went up to somebody and said, were you listening to us on the radio?
Well, we're like, no, we were on the Bobby Bones show. We tell everyone.
Okay. And then, but did they really have no idea and they were just playing along?
No, they knew. We were like, oh, your dog's really cute. And then Nicole's like, we were just on the Bobby Bones show.
Out of nowhere, you just, just hit him with it. I like that.
He asked where we were from. We said we were from Massachusetts, and he asked what we were doing up here. So we just threw it at him.
And then he asked if the story was true. We were like, yeah, we wouldn't lie.
Of course not. No. You're not paid actors that we brought in here.
No.
But they could lie.
Yeah, no. Oh, they could lie for sure. They could be from Memphis, and they're like, we're flying in and trick us off. So you're here until Friday, right?
Friday morning, yeah.
So Amy asked you guys this, but what are the, you have to have a couple like core staple things you're going to do that you've planned.
We want to ride a bull.
Oh, yeah.
But a fake one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you're going to, and there's a bar that has that, right?
That's easy. Yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know.
We found underground. One yesterday.
The underground. We heard that.
Okay, so you're going to ride the bull.
We were thinking about getting tattoos.
Oh, wow. What?
Ooh. After a couple drinks last night.
No. Are you going to sign your arm?
Yeah, that's a tough decision.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but this is a memorable trip.
Yeah, they want to get our signatures.
No, don't do that. What would you get, though?
I don't know. You got any ideas for us?
I don't know. Do you guys have, like, what was your... You went to the same school, though. You didn't go to the same school.
If I were to get a tattoo, it would be with like my sister or something.
Okay,
like that.
Whatever.
Sorry. So you guys.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't.
Well, this got awkward.
No, I wouldn't get tattoos.
That was the alcohol talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
You know,
I already have one I regret. It's fine.
What is it?
It's a lotus flower, but it looks like a substance that's illegal.
You can say it.
Oh,
it's marijuana.
It looks like a weed plant.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
Wait. Did it not look like that when they made it?
Well, he was like, do you want this on your body forever? And I was like, yeah. I was like 18. So, I have my students.
It's very geometric looking.
Can you get your money back if like you're not happy with the tattoo?
I don't know. I think I've only ever paid afterward.
Okay.
Because I have one, two.
I think I did too. I just was like too scared to speak up.
Yeah.
Now I've learned.
But would you black it out and go over it?
I mean, at least you can't really see it a lot, so it's fine.
Are there rules about being teachers and tattoos, or are there, I don't know, suggestions about if you have tattoos on your arms to cover them up, anything like that?
Not really. I feel like it's more accepting nowadays. We have teachers that have tattoos that are visible all the time.
Any neck tattoos on teachers?
I feel like they're more appropriate, but I can't think of the right word. But teachers, I feel like it's more accepting now for them to have tattoos.
So why be a teacher?
Good question.
Yeah, what's the best part about being a teacher? Let's do that. The best part. And you teach young. You teach first grade, right?
Yeah, I teach the littles, my little firsties. I love them. I think the best part is watching them get something, like click, and just them feeling so proud of themselves and like knowing you had a part in that and seeing them grow throughout the year and just see how far they've come and their confidence and just... we have fun and we just make special memories together. And I just hope, like, I remember my school. I remember going through elementary school and loving my teachers and having, like, I can just talk all day about my experience in school and it was so positive. So I hope, like, I can do that for my first grader. So just making memories and things like that.
What about fourth grade?
So I'm in a district where our kids come from a variety of different backgrounds. But for a lot of them, coming to school every day is like the best part of their day. It's so exciting. That's where they feel safe and super loved. So that's like one of the things that's been most rewarding for me, I would say, is just like being able to be that person for them.
That's
person
so hard.
That they're excited to see.
To like not jump in and try to fix stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be kind of heartbreaking. But just knowing that you're like a part of that every day, making a difference in their lives.
Yeah, I feel like I would struggle with that part. I would be like, oh, let me just help you. Oof, that's, yeah, good for you. And then what about teaching high school? What's the best part?
Yeah, you guys are so cute. You're saying all the good stuff. No, it is really rewarding. Like, I love history. So when the kids actually get into a lesson and like get off their phones and take their AirPods.
Can they have their phones in class?
Yeah, because we don't have great technology at our school. So sometimes we use them for lessons. And then it's hard to like monitor whether they're on Snapchat or not. But most of my kids are pretty good. And when they actually get excited about it and interested, I love that.
Are there any rules that you just can't, if you're not using your phone, like can they have their phones out if you're not using it for a lesson?
It's just so hard to monitor these days, like AirPods constantly, like them hiding them and stuff, mm-hmm. and like Apple Watches. And it's just different than even when we were in school not that long ago.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's hard to do that on this show with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our computers. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their lunchbox is on Facebook. Always. Doing crossword puzzles.
No, Facebook has been a thing of the past. I've done so good without not chatting on Facebook this year. I set a new goal. And
have you seen
great.
Him at all? What were you guys looking at his computer? Were you looking over the shoulder? What was he looking
yeah,
at?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like it was for work, though. I saw a little ESPN, but...
Oh, he's always on that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I was checking no my girls. fantasy no baseball
just in case I came to you during the show, I'd be like, how's your fantasy team doing? Like,
yeah, I just want to make sure you knew.
Yeah, what's the hardest thing about being a teacher? We'll go back to first grade.
I would say...
Peeing their pants?
No, they're... that happens at the beginning of the year. That's not the hardest thing, though. The hardest thing I think is at the end of the year, like when they, like I'm gonna, I miss them. Like I don't know. I try to make personal connections with each of them and like sending them off. Like I'm happy that they're moving on, but it's like, it is sad. Like you only have these like kids for a year and like you grow to love them and they mean so much to you. So I hope they come back and visit, but I think that's the hardest part. And I think with COVID too, like some behaviors, like social emotional aspects can be challenging, but you have, I don't know.
Do you have students that you still keep track of? Like, how long have you been a teacher?
So I taught pre-K for 2 years, and then I've been teaching first grade for 2 years. So
okay, so so they haven't really been out long
yeah,
enough to really...
Right.
Yeah,
I hope they come back and visit. I, yeah. like, see my, like, now second graders from last year in the hallway, and they always, like, come in. They ask to read a book to my first grader, so it's cute.
Oh, that's cool. What yeah. about you, fourth grade?
Kind of along those lines, like, being able to meet all of their needs. I don't have a lot of help in the classroom all the time, so, like, I have kids at all different levels, and so the struggle just to, like, be able to make sure that I'm doing the best job that I can for all of my students, not just the ones that are, like, working on grade-level material, making sure that it's challenging enough and but also helping bring up those kids that are working a little bit below. Can be a lot of pressure sometimes.
And your kids speak all different languages,
right.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's
that,
trying to learn
tough.
Portuguese.
Really?
Yes, I've been working on
and you probably don't
Portuguese
have to. You're probably just doing that to like create a better bond.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, good for you.
These are good teachers right here.
And yeah. then Thanks. What about you? What's the hardest? I would think phones would be so hard. Just make it so hard. Like
yeah.
distractions.
Yeah, just the aspect of like them not caring as much about the material because it's like a vocational school. So they're all going on to work in different professions. They're not super fired up about U.S. history like I am. And then like the social emotional, like Christina was saying, I think a lot of kids are struggling since mm-hmm. the pandemic coming back into school.
So that's
and
a real
have
thing.
A lot of,
oh,
for sure.
You can tell. Yeah. yeah.
In my opinion.
And if all three of you say that, you're just at three different levels. So I believe it.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
what is the struggle with kids who are coming back? Is it because they've just been not around other kids? Mm-hmm. Is that like social skills?
Social
is that
skills, like yeah. coping strategies.
Definitely yeah. coping strategies. Yeah. Across the board. Also, if like they haven't interacted with a lot of kids their age. So just like navigating even like sharing like simple things mm-hmm. like that, navigating how to talk to kids, how to problem solve at their age. They just, it's that they're just, they haven't had exposure to that. So
do you feel like bullying is lesser than it used to be because the or it's still the same? I just go through ages because bullying was pretty prevalent where I was.
Yeah.
But we read these stories. Our kids are like, yeah, we made a bench to hang out with somebody if they're also bowling. So these are new things that we're finally hearing about because we have social media now. But do you feel like even the last few years or since you were in school that bullying has changed at all for first graders?
I think first graders, I wouldn't say there's like a lot of bullying. I think there's just like a lot of trouble navigating their social situations, and some feelings get hurt, but I wouldn't say it's like necessarily on purpose. I try to incorporate a lot of like stories, and we'll like turn and talk and share about just social skills to give them skills they need. And we talk about kindness a lot. Like they know my huge word is empathy. Like they know what empathy means. I don't know. I wouldn't say like bullying. There's a lot of disagreements in first grade and
tattling,
like little things like that.
On this show too, a lot of tattling.
Oh yeah,
spill the tea. A lot of tattling here.
Oh, Eddie.
What about fourth grade? Do you start to see bullying there?
There is a little bit. I think the word bullying gets thrown around a lot more than what it actually is. But like she said, we focus a lot on the social emotional aspect just because they've missed out on a couple of years and they don't have all the strategies that they need. So like. We do a morning meeting every day where we focus on all of that stuff and like practice using those strategies so that hopefully when they go out to like lunch and recess, they can use those. I don't know that there's more or less bullying than like when we were growing up, but I mean, there's always teasing.
I agree with you too. I think bullying is thrown around way too much. It's just a word used for when any kid has any sort of resistance anywhere by anybody, you're like, well, that's bullying.
Right.
Well, in life, sometimes things don't go your way. And if you don't have those at a smaller level, then when they become a medium level and then a big level, then you're like, what do I do?
Right.
Right? Like that's part of the adjustment to just life in general. Not that there should be a lot of it in first or fourth grade, but what about when they get to, because I think online like would be a big part of it now. Like where people are like angry or mean or harassing each other on whatever the social media platform is. Is that happening more with high schoolers?
Right. I don't really see it in the classroom, I'm sure, from your experience. Like, no one's going to be mean in front of the teacher, really. We see it in, like, the hallways and stuff a little bit, and I think it is more online. But I will say, like, this generation of students, Gen Z, seems more inclusive in some aspects than maybe generations previously, whereas things like we would have been bullied for in high school are like, cool now. So that's one good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. And then you guys as social media, is there a standard that you have to keep? You're not going to do a keg stand on your social media, right? Are your accounts private or what's the deal?
Yeah, we learned that in college. They told us to block everything, so there's no aspect. Sometimes kids will go on a search. I get a lot of message requests. They try to find me, but it's all blocked. They can't find it. So
they can't find it.
Well, like they can find my name, and then they try to follow me, and I deny it. I say
all private, like, everybody
all private.
Private.
Yeah.
I mean, do you still though go? I know it's private, but I still got to. Everything could get out.
Yeah,
I try to make sure that what I'm posting is appropriate for the most part. Definitely, I don't have as many people trying to find me as you at the high school level.
Yeah.
But once in a while, parents will try to friend request. I don't really cross that line.
I was just about to ask about parents. What is it like for y'all with parents?
No, high school dudes, I bet, are hitting on her. I mean,
well, she said that their ages were close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I bet you those seniors are like,
I'm not talking about hitting on. Hold on. Let's talk about parents first. Dealing with parents.
What's he talking about?
I bet there are some that you guys are on the same path with, and they understand that you understand that they understand. There are some where probably it's like their kid could do no wrong, but their kid is doing a lot wrong.
Bulldozer parents, that's what we call them.
Really?
Wow.
Instead of helicopter.
Yeah.
How do you handle them? Are you just like, you know what, you're right, but really they're not?
I don't get too many. Math teachers get a lot of those. Our parents unfortunately don't care as much about education, I would say, as some different districts.
Do you ever hear, he says you hate him. You must hate our kid because he says my teacher hates him, so that's why he gets bad grades.
No,
because that was a thing. Teacher hates me, that's why I get him. You guys ever do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fourth grade teacher hated me. Oh, absolutely hated me. I went home every single day and told my mom, Miss Kangas hates me. You need to get me out of her class.
She didn't hate you. She was frustrated.
No.
There we go.
Or she wanted more for you. And
she hated me. And my mom volunteered for Valentine's Day, and we were doing worksheets. We weren't even on a party. And my mom will tell you to this day, she should have taken me out of that class.
To this day?
Yeah. Year and a half later, Miss Kangas quit teaching because she was not good at it.
What
Maybe
about
then you would have graduated college.
Yeah. Got him.
I mean, she did say, my mom did say after fourth grade, that's when school was not a priority for me.
So that really shook you up, huh?
Yeah. Fourth grade.
What about dads? Are they ever flirtatious?
I mean, most of my communication with parents is over this messaging app. So we meet them usually like the first day of school when they drop their kids off. And then like from there, unless they want to meet to talk about something, I usually don't have a lot of face-to-face contact with parents. It's mostly just messages.
What about you guys? Dad's ever like, what's up?
Mine's mostly the students, yeah. And then I create boundaries. But someone's dad, one of my girls' dads, bought me a coffee after school on Friday, so that was nice, because I saw him at Dunkin' Donuts.
But he bought your coffee, or did he buy your coffee? Yeah. There's a difference. There's a difference. Hey, I'd like to buy you coffee. You're a great teacher. You really influenced my kid's life. Or I'd like to buy your coffee.
She was there, so I think it was...
That's easy.
I was making a difference. Yeah.
Final question about teaching. Like, what do you think is missing? What could you guys use that you don't get, that would make your job a lot easier, that seems like a fundamental thing that you probably should get? What are you missing? First grade.
What are we missing? I think, like, overall, like, across the board for teaching, just more support.
Like teacher's aides? Like,
yeah, teacher's aides. I'm all by myself in first grade, which is, it's fine. Like, I do the best that I can. But I think, like, even the younger grades, like, you could benefit from extra support just to make sure you're accommodating all the needs of your students. Classroom budgets are tricky.
You guys spend a lot of your own money on stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
What?
What money do you spend of yours on what?
Here. On stuff here.
Yeah. What?
Like, bits and stuff. Like, I got to put money in the stock market.
No, you ask us for money.
Businesses.
We put our... No,
don't hijack what they're talking about.
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying, okay, I feel sorry, I relate.
Good point.
That's okay.
Do you guys, what could you use fourth grade? Same?
Definitely support. Like my next door neighbor teacher, she has half of her class are special education students this year, and she just doesn't have the support that she needs. There's just not enough people that want to...
Well, they don't get paid enough
sign
to
up for that job. Yeah. And definitely money to use for our classrooms. We make like a lot of projects online that people can fund if they want to support us, but we otherwise spend a lot of our own money sometimes.
Yeah. What was that thing? There's a place you can go to help you get to fund things, that you said?
Mm-hmm. Like, so,
is it like your classroom specifically?
You can like make a profile and make your sort of like wish list, and then if people want to support you,
then is that like fill the list or whatever?
Amazon,
yeah, you can
clear the list.
Amazon wish list, or a lot of teachers use donors, not donors choose.
It's donors choose. And you guys all have one of those?
I have an Amazon wish list. I don't use what you guys just said.
I have a donors choose.
You do have a donors choose? What, do you have one?
I don't, fortunately, because my school does have good funding where I am. I'm fortunate.
Do you guys get paid enough?
Well, she was talking about paraprofessionals and like teachers' aides and teacher supports and substitute teachers. They don't get paid enough.
Right.
Maybe nor do we. But so there's not enough of them. So we're spending our time substituting for other teachers when they're out.
Wow,
on
really?
And stuff like that. Yeah.
Dang, Lunchbox, do you get paid enough?
No.
See how easy that is?
No, everybody says they don't get paid enough. Right. I mean, that's the thing. And it's no disrespect to teachers, but.
Well, anytime you say no disrespect,
there's going to be
disrespect is coming. Right. So why would
should we even go there? Should we even go there?
No,
we
don't
want to go. Do we want to open that can of worms?
But there's nowhere to go.
All right.
Lunchbox, would you want us to teach your kids?
Sure.
I would love that.
You don't care that much? That sure is like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. What's the difference between them and the next teachers that come in here? They're all teachers.
No, there's some better than
others. What's the difference in you and another person on a radio show?
They're not as good.
Okay. And so,
but that's what I'm saying. The teachers, here's the problem with paying teachers more. Which teachers are you going to pay more? All of them? Because not all of them are good.
First of all, I would say if you pay them more, you will have the better teachers thriving. Secondly, you'll have people that go, you know what? I should teach. I can actually make a better living wage and get out of this career where I could give back. You'd have people moving over to the teaching profession that think, okay, well, I need that money to survive. I can now do that job. So yes, you would have other folks coming into the profession that could be great teachers that aren't there now because the pay is so low.
So then what are you going to do with the crappy teachers? They're going to be unemployed.
Then they'll go find a job somewhere else. I mean, that ain't my problem.
Yeah, that'll get filtered out eventually. You can't.
They could do your job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
No, yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, there is a teaching shortage. Like, teachers are leaving the profession left and right.
There's been, like, I feel like nowadays, too, there's, like, a lot of higher expectations for teachers. It's just,
well,
like,
that's what I was thinking a minute ago with how y'all were talking about meeting the needs of each kid. And it's almost like you have the curriculum that you have to teach, but at the same time, I know this is a parent, like there's times where you have to step in and you're almost like a therapist
Or your mom.
Yeah. Trying
so many
juggle so many things.
I just didn't think about that part, but I love that I heard from each of you that you are concerned about their well-being in that way. Cause I'm sure that's not the case for every teacher.
You probably just get burnt. I mean, you guys, but teachers just probably go, all right, this has been a poor situation for a long time. Why do I care so much? I'll just keep teaching and we'll just keep going. Why do I care? Why am I going to put an extra effort if they don't put an extra effort? Time, money, support. And you're like, I'm in this career. They don't care that much about me, obviously. So I'll just do minimum and just keep going. I think that's probably something that happens in a lot of professions, but I can see it especially happening in yours where you constantly have to give away more than you're getting, regardless of how much you're getting, because it's just not enough from the directions you need it from. And also, Lunchbox, you want to do public speaking, right? You should take that on the road, that theory and that thought.
About teachers?
Yeah, I think that's really, you do well with that.
Not needing to get more money?
Yeah. I mean, be like, what's the difference? Another one comes in and just takes their place.
That's the truth.
Where's he speaking this at?
Oh, my God.
He keeps looking for a topic to really go on the road with. I think he's finally found it.
I mean, there's a lot of things you can say about teachers.
Go ahead.
I mean, look, they're great people, but they're easily replaceable.
There's a shortage.
Easily replaceable teachers are easily replaceable by how their ability to teach, to bond, to help. I think generally that's what it is. But what if you raise the salary and all the teachers that weren't good are like, well, we can't keep up with what we're supposed to do now. We have all the support. Our students need to hit this certain level. What if they can't keep up? So then other people go, wow, now they're getting paid, let's say, $1 million a year. I'm going to leave my job here.
Everybody would become a teacher for $1 million a year.
I was just putting a number out there. But it would only be the best of the best, because the more money you give them, the better the teachers are. And thank God you have teachers that are still like, it don't matter about just the money. But there are a lot that just probably give up and go, oh, I'll keep teaching, make the check, but I'm not going to really put in the effort.
I just think that teachers go to teach and, you know, they get paid what they get paid because there's a million of them.
Teachers go to
teach. Yeah, they both have their masters. I don't know if they're easily replaceable. It's a lot of schooling.
So you have two.
Yeah.
Masters.
Yeah, and they're teaching fourth grade.
Right, and that's awesome. You want teaching your kids?
Here's the thing. They knew what they were getting into when they signed up to teach fourth and first grade.
But that's right. Of course they did.
But then the pandemic happened.
Yeah, they're not complaining at all.
They said they want to get paid more.
But don't you want people who know what they're getting into, and what they're getting into is a more stable teaching job where they have support and more money? And you have more people getting into it who know what they're getting into, who have master's degrees, who have lived life in different careers, that can bring that to it.
We signed up for this, we knew that we weren't going to be making $1 million a year. So
you just have to love what you do.
We can dream.
Yeah. Don't you want more money?
Yeah, the lottery.
Everybody wants more money. Any job you go to, they're going to say they're underpaid.
My dreams came true today when I got to be here.
You're right. That's what we do.
That's going to get me through.
And that's why we get paid the big bucks.
You say you're underpaid.
And you had nothing to do with it. Okay, look, we've spent a lot. I hope this has been cool for. Huh? Oh, yeah, no.
I feel like we brought the energy.
No, that was it.
To bring it back up.
We just generally have questions about teaching. I think you gave us a nice little gift here, and our listeners, too. I just had a lot of questions. And so, we appreciate you guys coming in. I hope this was fun for you guys. Hope you had fun at the Opry.
This was amazing.
Hope your Nashville trip is good for the next couple of days. And thank you for, like, gutting through the cancellations and the weather. What's the weather in Massachusetts?
It was foggy.
Got it.
It was, like, we had, two cancellations and a
So we went to three different airports
to get here. Yeah.
What?
We went like traveled all over Mass. We started in Worcester. We went to Boston. Then we went from Boston to Connecticut Airport.
Really?
Yeah.
The fog was that bad?
Well, apparently. This was like across the span of 24 hours. We were just trying to get the fastest flight and cheapest flight here that we could. And
we
ended up working
miss the
out.
Opry, we didn't know we were going to end up.
Yeah, definitely cheapest because you guys don't get paid enough. I agree with that.
Don't fall for his trap because he's like a fly trap. Once you're in, you're stuck to it, and you're like, now I'm here for a while. So don't bite into it. Well, look, thank you guys for coming. Appreciate
thank
what you,
you
do.
Thank you so much for having us. This is a dream.
Outside of this place, we really appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
As teachers, at different levels too. I like that you guys all could lend your perspective from young, middle, and older kids when it comes to school, and that's what's up. Amy, anything you want to say before we go?
Yeah, no, thank you all for what you do. I hope you don't take Lunchbox's comments seriously.
Don't.
He's
don't
just trying to get attention. Whoa. But I'm thankful.
I didn't say that. Also, by the way, we don't tell him to say this stuff. You guys are in the room.
Oh, yeah. We understand.
You saw the whole thing. Did I go?
We've heard worse.
Right. Well,
but it's like, why even bring that up?
He's like, I'm not going to say it. Well, we know eventually it's going to come out. Because you're going to find a way to cram it in there.
Look, I'm not saying teachers are bad people. Like, thanks for what you do. Like, we need teachers, but don't you know what you're getting into when you go into it?
They just
that's
said
what
that.
I that's what right. I find
right,
funny.
But what if people knew what they were getting into and it was a better situation they were getting into it? So if they raised the top, you would have people going, "I know what I'm getting into."
Oh boy.
I'm stuck. To the floor.
You're going to pay them more, and then your taxes are going to be more, and people don't want to pay more taxes.
It's just
so,
how, Lunchbox, there's a whole thing on how.
I mean, I can shout out my teachers. I had some great teachers. Miss Butler, what up?
I mean,
Miss Anderson was
he's winning this argument because he's louder. So,
Miss Curry, Miss Curry, kindergarten. Miss Anderson, first grade. Miss Butler, second grade.
Tim was just saying it could be more boiled down to maybe your taxes don't have to go up. It could be distribution of funds and that we reallocate.
There are things that we prioritize. Priority,
yes, which is sad because teachers should be a priority, especially knowing, I'm thankful as a parent to hear each of your perspectives and just to think of what y'all are pouring into them besides just the curriculum.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
They spent half their lives with you guys. Like, aww. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank glad you guys could come
thank
in.
You. Let's say it collectively.
Thank big you.
Do like they do. Let's do like they do. Thank you! Same time.
You're welcome! All right.
All right, that's it for today.
And yes, we are in therapy, Amy.
Oh, yeah, I did ask that.
You have to be.
Right, because I would feel like go home and like,
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys are good. Hold on a second. We're going to take pictures and stuff. You don't have to leave.
Okay.
All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.